In the Christmas movie, Miracle on 34th Street, there's a man who believes that he is Kris Kringle, one of the names for the fictional person of Santa Claus. In the movie, he is more of a Christ figure because he seems to work miracles of faith in people's lives. As happened with Jesus, many in the movie also see him as a deluded fool and quite possibly dangerous. There's a woman in the story who has become jaded and cynical about matters of faith and has taught her daughter that cynicism. So Kris sets about to open up her eyes to love and the truth. One of the things he does is to help the woman's daughter kind of recapture the childhood ability to play make-believe. He teaches her to act like a zoo monkey with all the actions and noises. And the idea is that this opens the door for the child to believe in the miraculous possibilities in her own life. I think this is possibly what we try to do as Western culture with the whole Santa Claus story. So we use a fictional character based loosely on the real life of Saint Nicholas. We give him the qualities of loving kindness, and we tell the children that they can ask him for anything, and he will bring it as a gift at Christmas, but only if they're good, because he's watching them. Parts of this fictional story are similar to the true story of our faith, but with some very problematic difficulties and differences, which I believe have led many people away from faith. Yes, God gives us many gifts, but they aren't the things of this world that we think will make us happy. And being good doesn't just simply mean not hitting your brother or sister for a couple of weeks before Christmas so you can fool Santa Claus and your parents long enough to get the toys you want. It means following the path of holiness, with Jesus Christ being our light in the darkness, as John describes him. So the Apostle John, the last of the ones who had walked with Jesus after all the others had been martyred for their faith, was dealing with the problem of the truth of Jesus Christ being perverted. John was absolutely clear that if anyone is believing something other than what he had taught and what had been taught about the truth of the Son of God and his mission, that they were liars and antichrists. In today's passage from the first letter of John, antichrist means all of those who deny that Jesus is the anointed Christ, the longed for Messiah. In our time, the Messiah has been reduced to Santa Claus, I'm afraid, who has no power to save us. That is the spirit of Antichrist. Now, I don't want to dampen anybody's thoughts and loving feelings towards Santa Claus, but I think it is a problem. How John must have been sorrowful that some were leaving and teaching falsehood. They went out from us, but they did not belong to us, he says. He keeps calling the children of God back to Christ. Children, you have been anointed by the Holy One. You know that he comes from the truth. John's gospel introduces the truth in a very particular way. So the verses that we heard today from the very beginning of that gospel provide a kind of outline for the themes that he will develop all through his gospel. In the beginning, that means at the very beginning of time and space and the universe, the Word was with God. The Word is a separate person from the Father. The Word was with God. The Word was God, rather. Separate from God as a person, but fully God, sharing 100% in the divine nature. All things came into being through him. He is the creative power of the universe. Without him, not one thing came into being. There is no other creative power, no other God. What has come into being in him was life. It's the source of life in that universe, our universe. The light of the human race. He is our only light. There is no other light that gives understanding about what is true. The light shines in the darkness, he says. The darkness is the lies about God and us in our relationship. Anything that separates us from truth is darkness. The world is the sphere of the devil that opposes God and hates the truth. This is hard for us, but we need to confront this. Darkness did not overcome it. The truth will always win, but many will still reject it and end up in darkness. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. So he continues to live with us in sacred scripture, in the Eucharist, and in the priesthood. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who has made him known. So Jesus the Christ is the only one, the only source of the full truth about God, who God is, and his plan of salvation for the human race. So today we also celebrate Pope Saint Sylvester, fourth century bishop. He was the first pope in the era when the church finally became free of official persecution by the Roman government. But what happened almost immediately is that there was the problem of false teaching. At one point, two-thirds of all bishops of the world adhered to the heresy of Arianism, which taught that Jesus is not fully divine. Under Saint Sylvester, the faithful bishops fought for the truth on which John himself would not compromise. One of the results of Sylvester's leadership was the Council of Nicaea and the Nicene Creed, which we repeat. It is an unequivocal presentation of the truth of our faith. Ironically, putting some things together from today, at that same council, Bishop St. Nicholas was also fighting for the truth of our faith, along with Pope Sylvester. I feel certain that he would have been horrified with what Santa Claus did to his fight for the true faith. We can look everywhere, especially in today's liturgy itself, for aspects of the truth, for core teachings about the truth. I might just highlight a couple of them. The entrance antiphon, which we didn't read at Mass, but is in the Living with Christ Missal, tells us that a child is born for us and a son is given to us. That's the truth that we are lifting up and celebrating during this Christmas season. The collect prayer also says it beautifully. God and the nativity of your Son establish the beginning and fulfillment of all religion, which is the search and returning to God. All truth starts from the Son, who is the eternal Word. The psalmist today tells us, rejoice before the Lord, for he will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. This means that there is judgment, but we do not need to be afraid of it if we live in the light of truth. The gospel acclamation, beautifully sung by Judy. He enabled those who accepted him to become the children of God. That was the criterion John used. God is the source of truth. Jesus Christ is that truth. It is he who has made it possible for us to see and believe in the truth. So brothers and sisters today, children of God, as John calls us, that is what we are, and that is what we are to be if we accept Jesus Christ. Let us recommit ourselves this very moment. Turn away from darkness, the darkness in our own lives, the darkness in the world, and to walk in the light of the truth.